As we come to the first day of August, I've decided that in August, our theme will be stepping into love. With all that's going on around us, with the ways that sometimes our rollback of progress can feel in this long and somewhat never-ending pandemic, in the ways that the division of the world and all of the things that are going on can oftentimes make us feel hopeless, and that hopelessness can often translate into anger. And sometimes we forget all of the many beautiful things that are going on around us, all of the ways that God is showing up in our lives, all of the ways that there are little miracles and little progresses that we sometimes don't see in the larger picture of things. So in August, I want to spend time focusing on the ways in which we can step into love, whether that be love for each other, love for our church, love for our community, or love for those whom sometimes love is difficult, those who don't agree with us, those who test our patience, those who challenge us, those who refuse to get vaccinations, those who feel like are holding back our progress. We must continue to abide in love and to not allow anger or division or hatred to consume us. And so our worship packets for the month of August will focus on things that bring us together, things that can delight us, things that can help us appreciate the beauty of being alive right now in this time, even when sometimes it's difficult to see that. So this week, I've selected a series of photographs that many were taken this past week. There are a couple that were older, but that show things that are going on in the world that we don't really hear about, such as a man on an island in Kenya who is taking care of 8 stranded giraffes. Or perhaps we take a look at some of the photos from the Tokyo Olympics and all of the perseverance and the hard work of all of the folks who are competing in those games. I've selected a set of very whimsical images that I hope help us see the beauty of our world and of humanity at large. But we also will continue to focus on the Psalms and what the Psalms have to say to us in this time. The Psalms continue to be relevant now more than ever before. Psalm 34 is a perfect way to begin this month. Psalm 34 is a psalm of praise, but you have to understand the very unique context in which it was written in. David was forced to flee his country because of the rage of Saul. And so as he was forced to flee, he tried to figure out where to seek shelter, and he decided he would try to go as close as he possibly could to home. So he went into the land of the Philistines. And it was there that he was brought before the king, and the king thought that he should be treated as a spy. However, David was trying to figure out how to best navigate the situation, and in order to make himself not seem that he was a spy, he pretended to be insane. And it worked. He narrowly escaped what would have been a very difficult situation for him with the king of the Philistines. He was able to escape. He wasn't considered a spy, and though his plan of seeking refuge with the Philistines didn't work out, David had to figure something else out. And so he ended up taking refuge in a cave, in hiding. And others joined him. Others who were in hiding or seeking refuge joined David in this cave. And scholars think that this psalm was written inside the cave and would have been sung with the others that were with David as the audience. So it seems rather odd and somewhat surprising that a psalm of praise could be sung from within the cave. I think that's a very apt metaphor for where we are right now. It can feel like we've gone back into the cave. It can feel like we are in darkness, like we are in hiding, like we will never get out of here. But yet David found it in himself to write a psalm of praise from within the cave. What does it mean for us to write a psalm of praise of our own from within the cave? Whatever our cave may be, whether our cave may be illness, whether our cave may be our fatigue, whether our cave may be all of the things that are overwhelming us, whatever our individual caves happen to be, might we learn something from David about singing praise to God from within the depths of our dark caves? Not only is this psalm important for its context, but it's also a work of art. We've talked before about what an acrostic psalm is, which means that if you were to read this in its original Hebrew, you would notice that each line begins with the next successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is done for aesthetic purposes, but also because the Psalms were meant to be learned. They were meant to be internalized. They were meant to be things that were memorized, that one could recall. And so if one finds themselves in a cave in a different era, of a different time, in a different place, they might have this Psalm of David as the words to praise God, as the words in their own arsenal to be able to express something, to be able to speak to God with words that are ancient and true. If we look at the text of the psalm, there's a lot here that can comfort us, things that sometimes we just simply need to be reminded of. For example, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Now, sometimes what that delivery from trouble might look like, it might be different than what we expect. Our prayers might be answered in ways that we don't initially recognize. Things happen that are a response from God that sometimes we don't think the response ought to look like that. However, this psalm reminds us that God is in solidarity with all of those who find themselves in the many caves of life. I've included a video in the internet field trip portion of the worship packet that talks about invisible people. And Invisible People is an organization which tells the stories of those who are unhoused. Unhoused outdoor residents in our communities. And it sheds light on their stories. It brings to light those who are experiencing their own sorts of caves, those who are like David and who are cast out, those who are fleeing from something, or those who are trying to take refuge away from a bad situation. And so when you listen to these stories, it's helpful because it helps us humanize those who are often vilified. Homelessness in this society is often criminalized. Those who find themselves without permanent shelter are often vilified. They are made the other. And when we begin to change our language around the unhoused, when we begin to think of those without permanent shelter as being residents of our communities, outdoor residents of our communities, who have stories, who make contributions to our world, who are human beings in their own right with a history and stories and things to share, then we begin to think about this differently. I hope you'll enjoy hearing the story of Mona, who resides near the LAX airport and whose path to being an unhoused resident of our state is one that is rather heartbreaking, as most of the stories on the Invisible People YouTube channel are. I wanted to include that here as we engage with this theme of being in the cave, of being in a situation where it seems like darkness surrounds us, but yet the only thing we can do is praise God, who stands in solidarity with us, who will be there until the end of all the ages. God, who is our shelter, our refuge, and our shepherd. May it be so. Amen.